This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
All right. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Let's welcome tonight's guest. He gets a standing O whenever he cancels a show. Actor, writer, and comedian Jamie Lizow. He knows free speech like I know a nude beach. Campus Reform Higher Education Fellow Nicholas Giordano. Raccoons complain she's been going through their trash. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor Kat Tim. And when he gives you a piece of his mind, it gets delivered on a forklift. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, big and former brain. NWA world champion Tyrus.
But it's big. I just raised the roof.
Jamie, always a pleasure to see you. They told comics to skedaddle at a club in Seattle. Pretty good, huh? I speak of a comedy club that canceled upcoming performances of four comedians that apparently they deemed problematic, leaving Seattle residents furious because this gives them four fewer victims to rob. The list includes Louis Gomez and three guys you've seen on this very show, Kurt Metzger, Dave Smith, and Jim Florentine. So what exactly was the club's issue, besides the fact that their only pronouns are he, him, and his? An email sent to the comics cited discussions with local comedians in neighborhood groups and reads in part, quote, Capitol Hill is known for its progressive values, and we've received significant feedback expressing concerns about the alignment of these upcoming shows with the neighborhood's ethos. This feedback includes concerns from local advocacy groups that are deeply embedded in our community and work towards upholding its values. So they were concerned about aligning with their neighborhood ethos. And what neighborhood is that? Well, the club is located just around the corner from the former Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ, which I'm pretty certain is Latin for hellhole. Remember that communist paradise? It's the area where the violent activists took over during the summer of 2020, the summer of love. It was the site of multiple shootings, two deaths, arson, and alleged sexual assaults. Imagine the Gaza Strip, but with more human feces. It cost the city millions in damages. But yeah, thank God they're protecting that from unwoke comics. The only thing they'll assault is your precious feelings. So to sum it all up, these guys are banned because they're actually funny. And you can't have that in a woke environment where crime is preferable to comedy. They prefer criminals killing on the streets, not comedians killing on stage, which is why they wanted to get Jamie Lizow. But he was busy babysitting his kids because his ex-wife was on a date with a hotter-looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Kat, okay. I'm theorizing here that the clubs knew who they were hiring. They knew these people. So they canceled it, not because they found out about the comedians. They had to cancel because they were threatened, right? What's going on?
They just did these guys the biggest favor they could have ever possibly. If any of you even know who any of these people are, I can't imagine anything better for their careers than to get a cancellation happening to them. Mm-hmm. All right? I mean, like. Yeah, like Luis Gomez and Dave Smith. Yeah, wait till the fans of their podcast, Legion of Skanks, find out that people think they're offensive.
Yes.
Like, it's so absurd. And really, the buzzword there more than anything is local comedians, as in people who go to open mics and are not successful and are very upset, not so much at the content of what these guys are saying, but at the fact that they are not as successful as they are.
Right.
So I think that's what so much of this stuff is rooted in. Okay, well, maybe if I can't become a nationally known comedian, I can take one down. But really what you did is you lifted them up.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think of that. It was like the local comedians.
Of course.
What are they like, Iris?
Oh, I know exactly what they're like.
Same.
Yeah. I know exactly what they're like. They come to the stage, and the first thing we have to do, everybody write their pronouns in a piece of paper. There's a pad and paper and a number two pencil with a special eraser in case you're triggered by rubber. Pass that to the front, and then we'll begin the show. Problem is, that takes an hour and 45 minutes.
Yes.
Because, you know, they'll change the thing. Listen, I think the club, at first I looked at this, I got pissed, and I actually wrote on Twitter, I fired on this, until Jim Florentine and stuff said, do what I do. And I have a perfect example. Last weekend, I was in thank you, but not yet. Hold it steady. Last week, I was in Andover, Massachusetts, and I did a stand-up show, 1,500 seats sold out, and it was like 200 people wanted to come in standing. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Because 40 miles away, a club in Boston said, well, our community is this thing. We're just not really sure Tyrus is a good fit. And the only thing I said was, find me the closest club close to it.
Yeah.
And we did that. And my advice to them was, do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Find a club. You four get together, because I book my own no agent, nothing. My wife does it all for me. Mm-hmm. So, and I book wherever I want to. And they should do the same thing. And you get way more money anyways if you do it yourself, trust me. But they need to do that, because the point is, let them have it. Though they suck. The only other thing I was going to say is the crime is so bad there. The club is already on its way, is going out of business because of woke comedians. Mm-hmm. Or are they telling the guys don't come because they're afraid of getting their burned down? That's the other side of it. That's why I never get mad at the club. I say, okay, cool, thank you. GPS me something close to them, mm-hmm. just to make the point.
Yeah.
So make the point, but it also could be that they're like, they're scared to do anything because there's no help from law enforcement, no help from the government, and they're bringing these four guys and they're getting threats, and this is they've been living in this. They live it every day. So maybe don't take it so personally and be like, you know what? Maybe this was just a thing for all four of those guys, and every one of those guys could book an event and get people to come.
Yeah, you know, well done. It is pretty interesting, Nicholas, that like no comics torched a business or attacked a police station or rioted in the no-go zone, but they're the ones.
Yeah, well, this is why comedy isn't funny anymore. You have these comedy clubs that want to go woke. Nobody wants to pay for virtue signaling. I don't. Yeah. Who needs to hear that? Just turn on the news or go into a college classroom. You could hear it all the time.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it used to be that conservatives were the uptight ones. But you look at the numbers now. A poll just came out today where a third of Americans think that freedom of speech goes too far. And then if we look at the age group, 16 to 29, over 50% believe it goes too far. So they're the uptight ones. Comedy, you got to push the envelope. There is no boundaries. It's all about free speech. I grew up in the era of Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor, George Carlin. I was 8 years old. You had to watch what your parents watched on TV back then. They didn't coddle you. You just watched it and that laughed. Mm-hmm. And that's what made it fun. Now we have, well, we have you, we have Jamie, we have Chappelle. I mean, when we look at
in that order.
There's Tyrus, of course, and Pat. I mean, when you're looking at it, those that push the boundaries are the ones that win.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are funny. They're the ones that are bringing in the crowds. And hopefully this comedy club does go out of business because of it.
I think, Jamie, this is a perfect stunt for you.
Yeah.
The next time one of your shows gets canceled, which will probably be tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Say that it was over threats over your too hot to handle material.
Yeah, just yesterday they canceled the show and because no one was coming. And I was like, the five of us are out of here. I just grouped myself with them. I was so upset when this story came out. I called the club and I go, could I work there? And I was so jealous, though. You're right, Kat. Kat is so, when I saw the story, all four of those guys are incredible comics. All four of those guys are hilarious. And if you are big with neighborhood groups and open micers, I guarantee you are not funny.
Yeah.
I guarantee you're not funny if you're a favorite of those guys. Mm-hmm. But when I saw this, I was so jealous because let's say their goal was that people don't hear this unwoke comedy. I know so many people that Googled and YouTubed all these guys today. They did the absolute opposite of what they wanted to do, and that makes me happy for all these guys. I think they did book a club down the road. I think it's the Tulsa Comedy Club. I was there maybe 4 weeks ago, it was sold out. Just massive Gutfeld fans and packed the place. So I'm happy for that comedy club where they're doing the right thing. And I'm done with all censorship of all kinds. I just did a, I did like a college. I said I'd never do these ever again. And it was like good money. So I got hired at this college. And before the show, this girl comes up and she goes, here's a list of the things you can't talk about. And I am not kidding. If you had dropped her list and my set list, they were the same. Like, but I'm happy for these guys. It's not a big deal for them at all. Happy for them.
All right. Well, then I'm happy for you, Jamie.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah.
You should be.
I am.
You should be. He's in a wonderful relationship. His career is going well. Yeah. Like, stand up to him. We talked to him. This is the time. You're not divorced loser guy anymore.
Yes.
You're a happily rebounded guy getting through.
Yeah.
God, I feel like my parents are fighting.
You had black parents?
All right, we got to move on.
Hold on. Jamie? No. Black History Month. Am I not alone tonight?
It's almost over.
Yeah, we got an extra day. Don't clap.
All right, up next, Bratz expected a chocolate river, but Willy Wonka didn't deliver.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Willy Wonka's magic turned out to be tragic. This chocolate factory was unsatisfactory. Outrage in Glasgow
sounds good.
Okay, Scotland. Tonight, after families paid $44 a ticket to what they thought was going to be an out-of-this-world Willy Wonka experience, but it was anything but. Now, Willy Wonka's chocolate experience had billed itself as a fantasy like never before, where you can capture the enchantment. But trust me, when someone promises a fantasy like never before, don't you buy it. I'm still healing from Kudlow's slip and slide party. There was no slip and slide, just a jar of KY.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It was also supposed to be featuring an enchanted garden with giant sweets and vibrant blooms and magical surprises, which is the same language Kilmeade uses to get people into his van. They also promoted their imagination lab with mind-expanding projections and optical marvels and a twilight tunnel with enigmatic sounds in a dimly lit passage, which reminds me I'm overdue for a colonoscopy. But there was none of that. Instead, they got a dingy warehouse. Look at that. Looks more like a molester hideaway, not a chocolate factory.
Okay.
This place is so seedy, even Cat won't stay there for longer than 6 months. Seriously, look at that. That place isn't even suitable enough to house migrants. I've seen crack dens that have more ambiance. Just a few crappy props and absolutely no candy-coated magic whatsoever. And there's an anemic rainbow, some dime store wall art, a few candy canes and lollipops and some toadstools. Not an Oompa Loompa in sight. Well, except for this sad-looking, orange-faced little person. Oh, what? She's not even a little person. And what's she cooking, meth? I'm not sure. I don't think those are bonbons in those beakers. Anyway, the entire thing was shut down, and the company behind the candy con apologized and promised full refunds. But it was so bad, apparently, that these Scottish parents actually called the cops. I believe we have that 911 tape.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, I'm at the Willy Wonka chocolate experience and it's absolute sh**. Where are the gobstoppers? There's no bloody gobstoppers. I'm freaking out.
Sir, calm down.
How can I stay calm when there's a complete lack of tail-tufted Oompa Loompas giving life lessons in the form of song? I paid £35 for this. I expect there to be a freaking elevator that goes sideways and slantways and longways and backways and squareways,
sir,
and frontways and any other ways I can think of.
This isn't really a police matter.
The chocolate river aren't even a wee bit edible. Pretty sure it's literal crap. These people should be behind bars.
Wonka bars, maybe.
You have some. Are they scrumdiddlyumptious? Please.
It was a joke.
Oh, piss off, you daft git.
Stop. Hey. Don't. Come back.
Nicholas, you have kids. Is there any lesson here for parents?
I wish I could have taken my kids to this. I mean, the life lessons in this, for such a cheap price, you get to teach them about disappointment.
Yes.
That, you know, in life, expectations don't match reality, and they have to handle real-world situations. They also get the lesson on the buyer beware. So I look at the positivity of this as opposed to the negativity. Mm. And let's face it today, the parents, they coddle their children too much. We've all been to these horrible events that we have to bring our kids through. We have to suffer through it. So why can't we take our kids to an event where they have to be disappointed? I think this works all around.
Yes. Crush their innocence.
Exactly.
You know,
and I do have an experience with the Polar Express ride that I paid a lot of money for that didn't match expectations.
So the train show?
Yes.
I paid for that.
Yeah.
I was mad as sitting in that train. We had already read the book at home. Yep. I was like, yeah, my kids are having a good time because I raised them poor. So
this is stupid. That's what I got from my kids.
That's the thing, man. I'm cutting the... I'm going with I would have took my kids to this. They would have had a blast. Like, Daddy, look, rainbow. Go. Run. Bring me... They would have tore it up. Like, go. Daddy's going to go outside and smoke.
Doesn't it look like... It looks like a really bad art museum.
No, it looks like events that we have to go to when we... I grew up poor and broke. We went to the fair.
Yeah.
And then you went in and you paid the extra money to go see the headless cow that was jumping and frolicking in the poker. And it's in a jar. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The two-headed baby, the mermaid thing that clearly was so... Like, we're just watching all this, and it was like they had one really huge... But by today's standards, she's not that big anymore. But back in the day, now she'd have to get two jobs. She's got to be the big girl and a bearded lady. And it was a guy walking around and said he was the world's strongest man, but I was bigger than him. So I was like, I don't believe this guy. You know, and then you had a guy who was like, they lift up the curtain and they're like, look, crackhead.
Yes, they did.
He was drooling. And unfortunately, Greg stayed around a little too long and went and investigated and saw the crackhead and smoking cigarettes, which then led to why that monologue made so much sense. You got a lot out.
Yeah.
That was Greg's childhood in between the stuff, guys, all that stuff that was being said. So I hope guy got, you know, you can find that crazy man in the
side. Yeah, it was the Allentown County Fair sideshow, and they would have a guy who was, this is what happens when you're on drugs, and I caught him on a smoke break, and he was absolutely normal.
Did you ask for a refund?
Yes, it was $2.50. Jamie, you're used to disappointing children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you made a great point that kind of got missed a moment ago, that they could have just pretended this was a modern art exhibit.
Yes.
Right? Because you can't mock
art.
You would just have to go like, oh, they should have changed it. And I'm with everyone else on the panel so far. I don't mind this at all because I judge every experience with my children as like, how long is this gonna take? Do you know what I mean? Like, if we walk in somewhere and they go, I love it here, I'm like, oh no, it's gonna be hours. This, we're talking like a minute or less, we're gonna be in and out. And I would have just claimed if I was in charge of this, I would have been like, no, this is based on the Willy Wonka movie.
Yes.
Tim Burton one.
They should have changed it, the movie, and said, no, this is some other movie. Or they could have said, like, this is a medical exhibit. You're inside a giant stomach.
That's starving.
That's
I disagree with everyone. I'm on these parents' side. First of all, this happened in Scotland. So if you, like, grow up in a culture where you have to put on a plaid skirt and stockings just to play your instrument, I feel like you might be a little sensitive to people not committing to the bit.
Yeah.
Your Twitter's going to be ugly tonight.
And then also, speaking of Twitter, I saw this video on Twitter that changed my mind. I think we have it. Can we pull this up? This is unbelievable.
What is that? It's the end of. What is that? It's the end of.
Makes chocolate and lives in the walls. Okay? So
I see that,
and I realize these people weren't just disappointed. They might have actually thought they were going to die.
Yeah.
Like, you buy something to a holographic experience, you're in this empty warehouse with, like, this thing that's coming out and lunging at your children? You're not gonna, I mean, this is, like, that was unnecessary.
They should turn this into, like, you know, a movie that's so bad it's good.
Yeah. They made it worse.
This could be a hit. The worst traveling show ever.
I believe the working actor described it as, this is where dreams go to die.
Yeah. All right, we got to move on. Coming up, he thought estrogen would do the trick to steal his buddy's chick. We're out of time. Thanks to Jamie Lizzo, Nicholas Gordano, Captain Tyrus, our studio audience. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.